I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Monday, March 16th. The U.S. Air Force has identified three Ohio airmen who died in a KC-135 crash in Iraq on March 12th. They are Captain Seth Kuval, 38, of Stoutsville, Captain Curtis Angst, 30, and Tech Sergeant Tyler Simmons, 28, both of whom are from Columbus. All three served with the 121st Air Refueling Wing. Major General David B. Johnson, Assistant Adjutant General for the Air Force, says they served with dedication, professionalism, and pride.
Today, our Ohio National Guard family is grieving. We lost three exceptional airmen in a tragic KC-135 crash in Iraq, and our hearts are extremely heavy.
Kuval served as an aircraft commander. Angst was a pilot, and Simmons was a refueling boom operator. Their air refueler went down in western Iraq while flying a mission as part of Operation Epic Fury. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced a bill to allow voters who still have a mail-in ballot on Election Day to return it to a local precinct. State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports it's in reaction to a new law that requires most mail-in ballots to be received at boards of elections by Election Day.
If you forgot about your mail-in ballot until a few days before the election, it would probably be too late to mail it. Representative Joe Miller's bill would allow temporary drop boxes at every precinct on Election Day.
They could come down on day of election, place that absentee ballot in a drop box at any polling location in the county.
The bill is unlikely to get support among Republicans, many of whom have supported efforts in the past to limit drop boxes. The bill is also sponsored by Representative Allison Russo, one of the Democrats running for Secretary of State. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
The city of West Carrollton is making major headway on its $108 million River District project. WYSO environmental reporter Adriana Martinez-Smiley went there to see its progress.
4000 Hydraulic Road used to be a wastewater treatment plant. Just across the road is a segment of the Great Miami River, fitted with a low dam that currently creates a drowning hazard. But these areas will find new life. Hydraulic Road will be cleaned up and transformed into a first responder training facility called Rescue World. In the Great Miami River segment, we'll have a re-engineered dam and a recreational whitewater channel. The surrounding area will also see the construction of new townhomes and commercial developments. West Carrollton Mayor Rick Barnhart says an area that once presented a challenge is now an exciting community opportunity.
The big part of this is we're making that dam safe for people to actually enjoy the river, and so we'll get our residents will be able to enjoy the river that they've lived around most of their lives, and we'll get people from the region to come in and enjoy our river.
The River District is expected to create 520 permanent jobs and $10 million in annual payroll. The city is looking to open it in 2029. For WYSO News, I'm Adriana Martinez-Smiley.
This week is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Ohio, when state officials encourage everyone to be prepared for spring and summer weather hazards, including thunderstorms, high winds, tornadoes, and floods. Severe weather has already made its presence known in our area. The National Weather Service says three tornadoes hit west central Ohio on March 11th. That was last Wednesday. Two were near Anna, and the third was about 5 miles east of Wapakoneta. All were rated an EF0 and damaged some buildings and overturned a few semi-trucks. No injuries were reported. A statewide tornado drill will be held on Wednesday morning at 9:50. They encourage everyone to participate in the drill and practice their sheltering plans should severe weather strike. And some strong storms came into the area overnight around midnight or 1 ahead of a cold front that later came through our area. That's bringing in much colder air, considering comparing to the temperatures that we saw on Sunday afternoon. They were in the 70s. We're looking at temperatures falling through the 30s today. Some snow showers are likely. Could even dump a little bit of snow onto the surface, maybe about a half inch or so. Cold tonight with a low temperature near 20 degrees. And that's WYSO Today for Monday, March 16th. I'm Mike Fraser.